Hey there, Wisdom Warriors. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic Wisdom served with a side of real talk. You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people, but you still feel utterly alone? Like, everyone's just going through the motions, and nobody truly gets you. That's where our Stoic superpower comes in. Empathy. Today, we're diving deep into how understanding others can not only build stronger relationships, but also unlock a whole new level of inner peace. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs left and right. And sometimes, the toughest challenges aren't external circumstances, they're navigating the tangled web of human emotions and connections. Stoicism isn't about suppressing our feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to connect with others on a deeper level. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate those positive relationships through empathy and understanding. First, remember that everyone is fighting their own battles. That person who seems grumpy, they might be dealing with something you wouldn't even know about. Ever noticed how the cashier at your favorite coffee shop has a bad day, but still manages to make you a latte with a smile? Yeah, they're probably battling inner demons too. So next time you encounter someone struggling, extend a little grace. A simple act of kindness can go a long way in building bridges and creating connection. Second, listen actively. Seriously, put down your phone, look people in the eye, and really hear what they're saying. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about understanding their emotions, their motivations, their fears. Think of it like a dance. Each person is expressing themselves, and active listening lets you move with them, creating a beautiful rhythm of connection. Third, practice perspective taking. Step into someone else's shoes. Try to see the world through their lens, understanding their experiences, values, and beliefs. Remember that what feels right for you might not feel right for everyone else. It's like watching a movie. Each person has their own unique story unfolding, and empathy lets you appreciate the richness of those individual journeys. Fourth, embrace vulnerability. Sharing your own struggles and fears can create a sense of trust and intimacy in relationships. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. It's saying, hey, I'm human too, and I need connection. This creates space for authentic relationships where people feel safe being themselves, flaws and all. Finally, let go of judgment. We've all got biases and preconceived notions, but holding onto them prevents us from truly connecting with others. Imagine trying to build a house on a foundation of criticism, it just wouldn't stand. Cultivating empathy means letting go of judgment and embracing the beauty of diversity. Now let me paint you a picture. You're at work and your colleague is visibly stressed. They seem overwhelmed with their project and they snap at you during a meeting. Your initial reaction might be annoyance or even anger. But remember what we talked about today. This person could be battling personal issues, deadlines, or just plain bad luck. Instead of reacting defensively, offer them a kind word, ask if there's anything you can help with, and genuinely listen to their concerns. You might discover that they just need someone to vent to, or maybe you can even brainstorm solutions together. That simple act of empathy could turn a potentially negative interaction into a powerful moment of connection. It could make your colleague's day brighter, strengthen your bond, and create a more positive work environment for everyone. And who knows? Your kindness might just inspire them to pay it forward, creating a ripple effect of compassion throughout your workplace. Remember, Wisdom Warriors, building strong relationships is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a genuine commitment to understanding others. But the rewards are immeasurable. Deeper connections, increased happiness, and a sense of belonging that enriches our lives in countless ways. So, go out there, practice empathy, and build those meaningful relationships. You got this. I'll catch you tomorrow with another dose of Stoic Wisdom. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra understanding in their life. After all, spreading kindness is one of the most powerful things we can do.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.